Welcome to Elder Times, a program where we learn about the history of Net Lake through the voices in our community. Today we'll be talking with Ken Boney, the final of four interviews.
But then they abuse their ways. They do something wrong, like they try to use it for gain, like greed or something. Try to use it to get strong money or some whatever. They just lose their power. They just take their power out and gone. It's gone. And I have heard of that too. There are different reservations up here that have done that, lost their power. So, you know, you can't fool them, spirits. They know, they see what you're doing here. If you're helping people or not, you know. And if you're using your power right, well, it's a blessing for you. First of all, you got to get rid of all your things, anger, hate, and all those. Then they'll see that you're ready. And then you'll have dreams. One by one, that's what I did. I used to have a mind to go way up in Canada to get mine interpreted, you know. I was working out in St. Paul there, and I started having dreams right after the other. It took me a long time to come on Greyhound. To come up to Duluth, you know, in Virginia, and came as far as Virginia. Then I woke up with a friend of mine to take me up to Canada to get my dreams interpreted. So it cost me money, you know, but it was worth it. Because when I used to go up there, they tell me straight out, you know, what to do and what this dream was. And what kind of spirit? They want you to do this, you know, to go help your people, get a drum. They do this. The next one would be, you need a certain feather, you know, a white feather. They're another dream. Okay, you need that feather. Then next time you need a healing drum, a small healing drum, you know, when I'm up there again. Well, all those things kept adding up, you know. It cost money, but you know, I was glad to get all that, because I was still working then here in St. Paul, you know, but I had time to on weekends, you know. Or my boss would say, take a day off this morning. He'd say, when I told him about that spiritual thing, he said, sure, Ken. He said, take a day off. Extra day, so he'd give me a day, extra day. Pretty good, huh? For traveling, you know, mm-hmm. back and forth. And, that's where I used to get my dreams. But now people come down and see me, and I can interpret them right here. You know, I've done that already for some people already this last fall and this winter. And they have some interpreted, and had their dreams interpreted. Instead of going, you know, up to Canada, going to Grand Portage to see Bill Blackwell, you know, didn't have to go that far. So Bill is good. I respect him. He's strong. He's a strong man too. You know, I respect him a lot. Him and, he's the one that first decided that we could get our bidet back, and he was right. Little by little, we got it back. Start researching things, you know, from way back. And I already knew quite a bit about my day already, so from the old way long ago. And that helped, you know. Then we'd ask Jig over here about it, you know. And he knew quite a bit, you know. So I would ask these other ones, Vaughn. Then these other people here. And little by little, we just brought right that thing right back in, you know. Back in that big. Disappeared for 50 years, you know, 55. No, oh, that's right, 60 years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was glad to see it come back anyway. And if I hope it keeps going, and I hope people, there's more people interested in now since that first time. A couple of years ago when we first started, you know, there's been more people interested in themselves that they want to go to the first degree, you know, second degree. I told them it's just like the Ten Commandments, you know. You go follow that. It's just the same way. There ain't no difference. That's the way that my day is. Shows you which road to go down, you know. The way it goes good, you know, you're good. You go down this one, you're going the wrong way, you know. That's just like the Ten Commandments. That's the way that my day is, you know. That's the truth. It teaches you what to do and what not to do. Yeah, that's right. That's why some white guys come to see me, you know. About that, you know. Some preachers, you know. I want to give them a little bit of information, you know. Can't do any more than that, I don't, you know. But one thing I told them was, you know, that follow the same thing. Okay. Ten Commandments. So, you know, they were surprised to hear that. They thought I was just some kind of an evil thing, you know. They were surprised to hear that, man. I smiled after they left, you know. Well, at least they know now, you know. I have a little more respect for the Indians in their ways, you know. So that was pretty good. Yeah, I've helped a lot of people in my life so far already, and I didn't do it for riches, you know. I didn't do it for no money or anything. Just four things is all I needed. You know, gifts didn't have to be expensive at all. I said, it's not for me. I'm gonna give these away anyway. So I told him, I said, you know, it's not for me. Well, is it okay if I give you some money? Well, sure, I said, you know, but you don't have to give a lot. Because sometimes, you know, I go to town or something, you know, I'll use it. And they say, that's good, it worked, you know, good. That's what I like, you know. I'm glad that your healing went okay. There's quite a few times that, you know, I went through different ones, like cancer, you know, and these other ones, lupus or whatever you call it, you know, and the other ones. So, you know, it's been pretty good for me because I know that I've been through a lot, you know, and that I know that my power is there to help people. And that's one thing I'm glad about. When that's gonna be with me when I leave here too. So, and I don't have to be scared about dying, or I don't want to leave. No one has to cry because I'll be gone. I'll be up there where I'm supposed to go. So that just about covers, what I've been through. You're a creator and healer.
You have been listening to Elder Times, brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and KBFT 89.9 FM, Boisfort Tribal Community Radio.